Welcome back to Trash Rehash of the Podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Vanderpump Rules. Let me just say, I'm like out of breath. So we just finished rehashing Survivor, and Leah, boyfriend brought her a nice drink, a nice little wine. And I was a little jealous, and I just reached to grab a beer, and I'm like, whew, I ran.
Well, you're having the champagne of beers, is what they say.
Yeah,
I
I'm
don't
having
know.
a Miller High Life. It's not, I should have a Coors. I'm in honor of this Vanderpump Rules episode, but now no Coors here. Just a Miller High Life. I'm so excited to talk about this finale.
Yeah, same. And I've caught up on all of the podcasts that talk about it. Besides, I won't listen to the Jackson Brittany one. I'll read
Neither.
what people
I'm
say
good.
about it. I have no
Yeah,
reason
I'm good though.
to add to their subscribers or anything, or I don't need to hear Jack say that he's always been right about everything and saw that for the 9 seasons, 8 seasons he was on, so I'll pass.
Yeah, hard pass. I always listen to Lala's podcast. I listen to Sheena's podcast too, but yeah, but I don't, I guess there's, oh, some, there's
Kristen's,
some of
I'll
those that are
listen to.
like Danny Pellegrino, Kristen's podcast. Yeah, it's
I'm
wild
definitely.
because I, there's stuff that we're seeing in this that they're all talking about, like, you know, you find out in the reunion that they were lying, like, just in this episode, you know. But it's crazy because none of the cast saw this episode, you know, like, they're, this is their first time seeing it too. It's history. It's reality TV history.
Yeah, I mean, it just, I still remember when you like sent me that message of screenshot that they broke up, and that's all I first read, and I'm like, oh, and I was like, oh, and
Whoa,
Raquel,
yeah.
and like I was busy at work, and I was like, I need to step away for a second because what the hell am I just reading right now? And who would have thought to almost 3 months later that we'd still be totally consumed with Vanderpump, more than ever before, for me
More
at
than ever
least.
before. So I want to unpack this whole episode because this was like Oscar worthy. And let me just say, I was so pissed. I had a show, which Hadestown, highly recommend if you like musicals. Loved it. Amazing. Don't regret going to it at the same time. It just was like, oh, but now I'm gonna make up for it and celebrate the reunion. And maybe like pick up some goat cheese and make goat cheese balls. But the way it starts with doing the flashback to watch what happens live, like, I remember watching that and thinking that that was weird. Like, I remember
Same.
saying, like, she said Sandoval, like, that's weird.
Well, weird, but didn't think that this is what she
What
meant
it was
by
gonna
it.
be, I just was like, clocked it though, of like,
Because I remember that too. I was like, oh, because I was gonna say, oh, she'll say Sandal or Schwartz, and then it was like, oh,
but it was
that
the
was fucking
face
weird.
she made that was like Sandoval. It's like, what is that? But I love how it starts with both of them being asked, are you ready? And both of them saying no. Just like how it started with Tom and Katie being asked, are you ready to talk about this, with talking about their divorce? I want to know if I hope that we get like more in the reunion that there's holding stuff back for us, because you know they got more. They have so much because
Oh, yeah.
they record for hours. This whole that they were like the FaceTime. I mean, what were they doing on the FaceTime?
They need, that's what bothered me. It's like, could you, I know you probably can't say exactly, but could you have said phone sex or whatever it was? Because
Oh, is that what it is? Like that it would be like a because she would have seen it and like it, he would have been passed, like it would have been recorded without her
yeah.
consent, and Ariana seeing it and saying that she saw something that is that would be illegal potentially or
Yeah.
grounds for someone to press charges. Sorry if
That's
you
what I was
hear a motorcycle in the background, everyone.
like. Well, I just wish they could have even said, like, I saw them on a FaceTime recording and it was very inappropriate or
Yeah,
something,
not just
because
like seeing your smiling face, like her smiling face on
then it was like
FaceTime.
all of us know, but what
But do
happened that
we,
you
or is that
needed?
just a rumor? I mean,
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, though, they said it on one of the podcasts that that's what, but maybe
Yeah.
not. But maybe they didn't, because they, I remember on one of the podcasts them talking about. And on one of the podcasts, I'm saying from one of the cast members or Kristen Doty,
Well,
that there was like issues of the parents of Raquel wanting to press charges or something about revenge
because she
porn
didn't, she said she didn't know he was
recording her.
recording because it doesn't let you know, but it does or something. I don't
Oh,
know.
it does. I don't use, I don't, I'm gonna have to, we'll
I
have to
don't
try it
think so.
out.
Yeah.
We'll try it out.
But it had to have been something because Sandoval had said in this episode, usually I delete things like that. So if it wasn't something that was not appropriate between two people that aren't dating, what would you need to delete, you know?
Right, which apparently he usually deletes stuff like
Which, like,
that, you know.
why would you even say that out loud? Like, well,
He's
usually I
like,
delete
doesn't
it, but I
even
was
care
so
anymore.
busy. Yeah. Usually I delete that kind of stuff, but I was so busy. Like,
Oh
oh, we feel bad because you're busy. Come on.
my God, I know. So I give my props to Bravo for starting off with the Ariana and Tom Sandoval conversation right away. I could rewatch that scene over and over again, like, and watch her just drag him. But also, I mean, it's sad. She's like so angry. But he, it's like, he's totally the way he amps up when she's like yells like I don't give a fuck about Raquel, and he's like, you know, she's like, your friendship is bullshit. He's like, no, it's not. Yes, it is. He says, and he's like starts like getting up, and he says like, you know, she respects me more than you have, blah blah blah, like all this shit. It's like, just say I should have broken up with you long ago and never cheated on you. Like, I don't need to hear about all the things that drove you to want to end the relationship. Like, you should have just ended the relationship. Like, I don't need, like, I understand that you, there's reasons why you wanted to end the relationship and be with other people, but that's not an excuse. Like, you just need to say sorry for just doing that.
Or that he kept saying, I tried to break up with you multiple times, but then you were still sleeping in the same bed with her.
And he said 2 weeks ago. He said 2 weeks ago. He didn't
But
say,
there was a
oh,
long
last year, oh, 6 months ago, oh, 9 months ago, whenever they started hooking up.
Him and Raquel were already deep into this affair by the time he wanted to break up.
You know damn well this goes probably back further than we think, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Is what some tea I want. I'm hopeful that I know that we know a lot, but I feel like I'm hopeful that we don't know a lot, you know?
I hope there really is.
We're going to find out even more at this
bombshell set
three. On all these things. Especially since they're saying that the cast will also be like shocked about something, that they're gonna find stuff out. I
just
know.
Find it so hard to believe though that we're gonna get a legit timeline of.
I know, you can't trust either because, of them.
No, those two
unless
are
they write a book, we'll get a little bit more, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
But yeah, even trying to break up with her, if you guys weren't broken up, you don't cheat then.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he was ridiculous. She dragged him. I loved when she said she got a little bit of money, got a little bar, you know, a little band. Yeah. But it's also like, girl, when she said, oh, and I was with you when you were with Schwartz and da da da. Like, I get what she's saying, but I'm also like, but girl, you wanted him then? Like, I didn't get what you want. Like, what's that say about you? Like, I love Ariana, but I'm also like, girl, no.
And like her even saying, she's like, I would have followed you anywhere. Just like hard to hear. Like,
yeah, you should feel like shit.
Like she, well, and you know, she's covered up so much shit for him. Like that's 120 billion% true that a lot of his shit has gotten covered up because she's been so loyal to him. And for then for him to like throw that loyalty away and be like, well, Raquel respects me. I don't think she does because Raquel doesn't even respect herself. So I don't think she respects you, Tom Sandoval.
I don't believe that they truly had feelings for each other. Like the more I'm watching it, the more it's like, okay, now you're trying to make it like it was like that so that you don't look as bad. But when it was really lust. And what clocked it for me was Raquel's confessional about she's never had sex like this before. Oh, I've never had sex with someone that I love before. And I knew I already loved him. So I'm like, that's bullshit. Like, that's
because
such bullshit.
If it was true love, it never would have been a fair. Like it would have been stopped. They fed off of the high of sneaking around. Sandoval loves theatrics and all of this, so he, you know, got off by being this other persona and sneaking around and all of this. I do not think that they are in love or were in love at all.
They were totally caught up in this, like totally caught up. And Raquel, I mean, unfortunately, is like really, I think, probably suffering the most from this out of them all. Sandoval's out performing, has a little girlfriend that he's out with, and she's in some place. It's just a hot mess. And the scene with Tom and Raquel, I mean, first of all, cheers to hell, he says. There's a lot of things. First, he cheers to hell and saying that they deserve it. And she says, I don't think we deserve it. Like, all of this just proved to me that they aren't, like, really in love. Like, oh, y'all can't kiss on the camera. Oh, y'all can't be all, like, I don't know. It was just like, is this the first time y'all...
You can fuck in Ariana's bed, but you can't kiss on camera? Like, ew. It's gross. But like, I just can't imagine what kind of deep conversations that they've had. I mean, He gets in there. He's like, oh, can you turn off those lights? He just puts on the galaxy lights. Like, oh, it's so much better. Like, you're 40 something years old, take
a
dude.
Shot and chase it with a course.
Yeah. Oh.
Is that a thing? I didn't know that. I don't know, but that did not look good. I'm not. I honestly felt bad for her in this whole, all this conversation. Like, I was like, oh, God.
I love you. That wasn't an actual I love you.
It did sound like he said, I love you. It didn't sound like he said, they love you, in my opinion. I was like, I also thought he said, like, I love you. Like, why wouldn't you just, like, and then you
go with it then? Well, that was so awkward that he just, like, said, well, they said, I said, they said, I love you. Like, you're such a fucking asshole. Like, just go with it at this point. Like,
and
oh
he
my
never,
God.
Like, really apologizes to her, you know, about, I mean, they're both, like, at fault, but, like, it's just, okay. We had to talk about the punch, though, so.
She maybe not knuckled this. She hit her hard, though. There's no way she did. She hit her somehow.
That's a nail.
So I'm rewatching it right now, and I'm at the episode. I'm rewatching the season or series where they have that softball game.
Mm-hmm.
Sheena's pitching. She's like, still can pitch or throw a softball in these nails. And I was like, girl, then you can hit someone in the face.
Hey,
just own it.
She showed when she made her fist. I'm like, you're making a fist. You can hit like that. What are you talking about? Like, this is not this.
You can
she
hit
bases
someone
like
that.
This instead of like this. Like, she's like flat on her fingers instead of like curling her fingers. I'm like, you can still hit someone like that.
Do I think she squared up boxing hit her? No, but she hit her. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, okay.
Fine. I don't care. Like, I don't care that she did. Like, it doesn't make me necessarily think less of Sheena at all. But, girl, don't be. No. You can still hit someone.
You can kind of tell that she's lying by, like, how and she's scared. I get. She's worried about a loss, like the restraining order and stuff.
If she would have just said, no, I didn't punch her, but she's doing too much. It's the theatrics of.
I couldn't.
That's when I'm like, okay.
What happened to her? I just, like, pushed her and her head maybe hit the wall or the door.
Like you said, like, she legally, that's fine, but, like, don't be doing all this bullshit. I can't close a fist. Like, just say, no, I did not punch her, and that's
just
all
say
I can
I
say.
Had like a reaction and I really don't remember what happened.
Yeah,
I you
wanted
can say
her
you
to get away
pushed
from
her
me.
Away from you, like shoved her, whatever, but like don't go into that I can't make a fist. Like, and like when she said that maybe my nails scratched her, because yeah, you can't deny that, we see that. I don't know. Anyways, can we talk about Tom and Tom getting together? Because that was right after he was with Ariana, and he showed a lot more compassion and seemed more sorry to Schwartzy.
The only one he seemed to have compassion for.
Yeah, really just him. And all that Schwartz cares about is the business, which can I read you what those, I took a picture of those reviews.
Okay.
Pop it on the screen. From Kelly G, 1 star. Have Lisa take over your restaurant or close your doors, exclamation point. Jackie S, don't go here, exclamation point. Team Ariana. Shannon B, found a cockroach in my pasta, hashtag not about the pasta. Andrew L, 1 star. Red Lobster has better decor. Love that one. Lisa R, a disgrace to the strip mall that it lives in. And this one's, it's like kind of blocked, but it says something about like collect the insurance and give it to Ariana, close it down, maybe is what it says. Wild. You would never catch me doing anything like that. I'm not saying I'm against it, I don't care, but I was like, oof, that's, but that's what, but the thing is, Schwartz thinks that that's really going to keep your business down. Like, you know, people are still going to fucking go. Like, why can't you put that to the side and be like, because I think that showing actually the fans that you are on Team Ariana, even though one of the owners is the culprit of this disaster, would cause people to still would not to not do that. Well,
and people are still going there just to say that, oh, because they want to see if any of the Toms are there. So like they're still getting business. Like the Yelp reviews, they're gonna be okay.
Yeah,
exactly. They're gonna be okay.
It's so pathetic.
I mean, if people were vandalizing Schwartz and Sammy's, then sure, I'd be like, all right, fucking calm down, people. It's, you know, but if, or even if people boycott going there, that's fine. If we can boycott because some CEO is a piece of shit of a brand,
yeah, we can do all that the time.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. Also, don't partner with a piece of shit of a human being. So,
yeah.
And I am so sick of hearing, even on the podcast, everywhere, oh, Schwartz was such a tough position. He might have known longer. I guess I don't necessarily care if he didn't straight up tell Ariana, if he's just being loyal to Tom. But it Ariana made it seem like on Watch What Happens Live that they were fucking at Tom Schwartz's apartment or hooking up there.
That was whole base for them.
The FaceTime sex or phone sex, whatever, was at Schwartz. So not only did you know, but you were letting them have the affair at your place. It's one thing if you're like, hey, Schwartz, no, you need to, or Tom, you need to tell her I'm not being a part of this. No, he was going on double dates and everyone's like, no, he like just, I don't think he knew. Bullshit, he knew. He's also a scumbag that was a cheater himself multiple times. So that's what's disgusting to me. He didn't get a pass for being in a tough position because he let them do this while in his own home. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it really is disgusting. I couldn't even imagine endorsing that or just being cool with my best friend doing that. Like, just a lot. Like, you do you, but, like, not here.
Especially because he loves, like, her.
He was Ariana the best woman in his wedding, which I didn't even remember that until Katie said that. It's like, God. Yeah, it's all of exactly what you said, and it's like just like how he was on Watch Happens Live with Tom. They're both like after you've known and you're gonna like call Katie all of this knowing what you know and still double down and be the way you are with Raquel. It's like just so messed up how he is the rest of this, like in this last, he knows in this final, this last episode, not this final episode, but last one, he knew that they hooked up and like, you're still not showing Katie any empathy for how she feels about Raquel when you know how Raquel is and what she's doing.
And knowing this, Tom, this was your opportunity to change your ways and come off way better on TV. Like, you could have looked a lot better if you would have stood up, apologized, and actually meant it. But no, he continued to be the same old gross Schwartz. So,
could you imagine if Schwartz had aired it out, like told Katie right away?
Oh my God. I would have probably had respect for him if he would have,
I know,
straight up, you know, jumped ahead of the narrative. But nope.
But nope, he doesn't have it in him. He's a wuss.
Because even didn't Katie say, she's like, you have the chance to actually be on like the right side of history or whatever it was she
basically
said.
Basically that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was just still lying to her. He said he found out a month ago. Like, what the fuck? And she calls him out about the BravoCon, which I love that these shows keep bringing up BravoCon, Real Housewives of
Oh,
Atlanta,
I love
flashback
breaking the fourth
to
wall.
BravoCon too. It's and so did Ultimate Girls Trip. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Like, so pathetic. Like, I hope, I mean, and I know he's not gonna impress me at the reunion. I know he's gonna be like still trying to defend himself, and I just hope he's eaten alive. But okay, what about Lisa's conversations with Tom and Ariana? How did you feel about how Lisa was?
I was a little disappointed in her and Tom.
Mm.
I don't really care that they're business partners because he's like 10% of TomTom, so they're not real strong business partners. I do think he is a horrible person, or whatever she said, like, you did a bad thing, but you're not a bad person. You are.
Remember that.
You've had
Remember
way,
that.
she's had way worse things to say about Kristen Doty.
Krista Doty.
And this is
I know.
before even like her getting kicked off the show should like
She
send
oh,
me
she'll
shivers.
never, yeah.
Yeah.
She's awful to Doty. Yeah, I was like disappointed, but also I'm not surprised because she's got a show she wants to keep going, and she wants Tom. Like, I don't think that as much as I want to think that Lisa, I do think she genuinely cares about everybody. I'm not saying that, but I think she cares more about producing the show and getting her agenda across. I mean, I guess she cared more about the people, but you know what I'm saying? Like, she cares a lot about that too.
You don't have a show for 10 seasons without having stuff like that in the back of your mind.
You know that she is trying to, like, yes, look, I agree with Lisa that with time, I think that the pain will start to ease and that things can get better. I don't think that it is impossible for someone like Sheena, let's say, to end up wanting to be friends with him again. I really don't think that that is like one out of the question for Sheena. That's like totally something Sheena would do. I'm very like the fact that she went to like break up with him in this friendship way was totally Ariana driven, in my opinion, like because she wants to show that her support for her. And I think that that's really sweet and, you know, like drawing a line in the sand for right now. But like later on, when Ariana starts to not give a fuck about what's going on with Tom Sandoval,
I do think even with Sheena, I think she genuinely was like hurt by
yeah,
Tom,
because she was using a pawn.
and even I th think part of her, I think she's even said on her podcast, like, who is this person that I've known for years, but also, at some point, she's going to remember some of those good days. And like you said,
Yeah.
do I think it'll be next year? I don't necessarily know that, but with time, I could see Sheena and Tom being friendly, again.
I can totally see them being friends, and I can see a world where Ariana and is like so like it by him that it doesn't even matter that he's in the same room in the same company, you know, with his new girlfriend and she has a new partner or not. Like, I see her being so far past that, you know, like right in this stage, I feel like she's just angry as like anyone would be. But at this time, just knowing how Sheena is, and said it before, T. Sandy needs the money. Like, he is
Oh yeah,
leaving this show. He's not going away. Sheena needs this show. They all, let's be real, need this fucking show. The fact that Ariana has said that she doesn't want to film with them is like, well, they will film without you. You know, like, there is, you don't need, they, the show must go on. And I'm gonna tell you what, there's enough people that are willing to film.
Well,
So, I mean,
and
it's
I get it's your real life, but also it'd be dumb for none of them to come back next year. Ariana, you have a chance to continuously shit on Tom. Like, why wouldn't you film with him?
and
Just
show
treat him
us
like,
your life without him. We don't know what that
treat
looks
like
like.
we've seen you treat like give everyone else the cold shoulder before. This is your chance to like make Tom continuously look like a fucking idiot. Like, while you're thriving and happy. Yeah, it'd be dumb not to. I could see Raquel potentially not coming back, but Tom Sandoval, he's coming back. He's also too much of a narcissist to let them go on and just shit talk him without him being part of it or being on the show.
Yeah, no, he'll definitely be back. Like, I'm not. And I mean, I could just see him trying to do like the Kristen of trying to work your way back into the group for years almost until they forgive you. And then they forgive you. I don't know how long it will take and who all will accept it and if it'll ever be the same. Probably not, but I mean, who knows? I think it would be really fun to watch, though. I'm here for it. Him bringing his little loser girlfriends around and
I
whatever.
saw someone said like the funniest thing that could ever happen is if, Ariana falls in love again and ends up getting married because she told Tom so many times, like,
And
no,
gets
that's not for
pregnant
her.
and.
And you know, like, how fucking pissed he would be.
Yeah, but maybe it was just you, dude. She just didn't want it with
Which
you
I
at
do
the
still want to
time.
talk about the Sheena and Tom.
Yeah.
It was confirmed that Miami Girl, which we all knew, really did happen.
Yeah.
And there's more, and probably more and more and more, because you don't have like a 7+ month long affair without having multiple other times it happening.
No, and the rumors are that Billie Lee and one of the old lead singers of his band that's no longer on in the band is, or at least two of the other women that he's cheated
Do you
with.
think the Billie Lee rumor is true?
Yes, 100%. I thought it the first time. I mean, when they did the flashback, I was like, oh my God, like, look how guilty they look. Especially when Billie
Like,
Lee, she goes up, she goes,
dude.
what? No.
Anytime Tom Sandoval says dude, he's fucking
Dude.
lying.
Oh my God. But yeah, what else? Okay, so what did you think about Schwartz and Ariana talking?
I'm kind of glad Ariana just said I can't be friends with you anymore. And now even listening to watch What Happens Live, he was a lot more complicit than
Yep.
the oh shucks, I didn't know. I tried to tell him. Well,
Yeah.
then you stop hanging out with him until he tells Ariana.
Yeah. Like ultimatum. Ultimatum. I do. Oh my goodness. What about James calling Raquel? Oh my goodness. I can't believe she answered the phone.
Same. Raquel, come on. I know you're not the smartest, but after this all breaks and you're gonna take a call from James, absolutely not.
And I felt like hot and cold about this conversation. Like I was like laughing because I thought it was funny. But then it's also like, if it, I wish it, I don't know. James and Raquel, like, I don't think he was a good partner to her. Like, I
No,
genuinely think
no,
he
no, no,
was
no.
like verbally abusive and like, that's, I don't know. Like, I don't, So, like, even though they're not together, I like that Allie was like, no, hang up the phone, like, stop, like, cut that out. Even though from an entertainment standpoint, I was laughing, but from like a human standpoint, I didn't like it.
Well, and I think he's definitely more upset at Tom, but it's easier to take it out on Raquel because he's always taken shit out on Raquel.
Which is what's fucked up. But maybe at the reunion, we'll see it differently. I like that he did say that he didn't give a shit about Raquel. It's about Tom Sandoval. I mean, he got emotional about it as well. Because they, I mean, these are like real friendships. I mean, that's why I need next season. Like, we're going to see this stuff play out.
Oh,
We're
yeah.
going to see Tom try to get his friends back and, get the restaurant, however, you know, we're gonna see stuff. And I saw like rumors, I'm sure you probably saw it too. Like maybe they'll do like a spinoff or something about her, and maybe there'll be a whole new cast for Vanderpump. And like the something about her would include like Schwartz and Sandy's, or I was like, but they wouldn't film like the Ariana wouldn't want to film with Tom, you know? Like, I mean,
No.
that's all like just talk. I think it would stay Vanderpump Rules and maybe
Well,
they'd be like a separate like spin-off, which is something about her, but not like a real show.
no.
That'd be
Well,
too much doubled, like overlay, like they
no,
were
it's
right
that's
by
too
each
much.
other. I would like a
Because
whole revamp of Vanderpump Rules and start a different one with the old crew. I'd be
I
totally down.
know before, Jax and them and Stassi all left, like there was rumors that there was
Oh yeah,
gonna
Valley
be,
Village or something.
yeah, a spinoff. And a lot of them now, because it still is fairly fresh, even from the scandal dropping, the reunion, the finale, all that. It's easy to say right now you're not gonna film, but 4 months from now, your tune might change a bit.
For
Especially if
sure.
you're getting a bigger contract.
Which they will.
Yeah.
Totally.
I mean, everyone knows what like people who never watch Vanderpump Rules, I ask them, they're like, no, but I've heard everything that's happened so
They're
far.
like, oh,
Like,
I'm starting it. Like,
yeah. Like it's the
yeah.
most popular reality TV, right? TV show right now.
Hands down. And Peacock and Bravo are doing a great job of keeping this going by giving us these exclusive
Oh my
episodes, by
God. I
getting
forgot that was happening.
yes. So the next day, the reunion part one. So it'll be good for you not watching it live. Because the next day it'll be the unscripted one. We'll be on
I
Peacock.
think I am going to watch it after Survivor, and then I'm just going to
Oh,
wake up
yeah.
early and again watch the.
Yeah, see, I'm gonna watch it both.
I have to watch both. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that. But we'll get also then later there'll be extended like deleted scenes that we'll get.
Ooh, cool.
That's not it'll be like after the reunions drop. So
Okay.
ooh, so they're gonna I'm so I would be so shocked if they are not working overtime to be like, how do we keep the momentum going? We cannot let this stop now. We're not gonna let this die down. So, yeah. What about Kristen's return? How do you feel about that?
It was nice to see her back just to be there to comfort Ariana,
Yeah.
not to make it about her,
Yeah. Yeah. Like it just wasn't. I was a little underwhelmed because I don't know what I was expecting.
But
But also happy that it wasn't too much.
I
I
think
guess
she
like
didn't
just what
want
they went over, like what they did, I was just like, okay, whatever.
I
But
wish
I
though she would have
loved
wore
the
the green.
flashback.
She should have wore the green dress,
She should have worn the green
the
dress. I loved the flashback though, where she's like, well, you win, Ariana, you win. Wondering where Tom is every night. You
iconic
win going through his phone. You win. Like,
green dress.
oh my God. Like, she was even all the shit that Ariana was just dealing with. Oh, wild. But yeah, no, I thought it was really nice. But I just cannot wait for the reunion. Like, It's tomorrow night. Like,
I
at this
know. I
time,
just,
I'll be
I
watching it.
want, I know, and I want a little sneak peek to come out too. I just need a little something to hold me over until tomorrow.
So I was wrong. I think I told you that Raquel wouldn't be in until like part three or something. Like she is in part one. So
Oh, okay.
it's actually, it
Boy.
says that part one is the sit down between Raquel, Tom, and Ariana, as if it's first.
Oh,
But I
okay.
don't, that's what I read, but it could have been that they put that in the wrong order. But either way, I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm
Same.
excited. I'm excited. So we'll see. We'll see. Anything else from Vanderpump that you want to talk about?
No, just excited for this reunion.
Yeah.
It's gonna be good. You know it is.
Yeah. And if this is not the only show that we're rehashing, we just finished rehashing Survivor. And we're still doing Summer House and Martha's Vineyard, both summer houses. Which, if you haven't watched Martha's Vineyard, I highly recommend. They're fighting over people shitting in toilets and not flushing it. Like shitting in your toilet. Like if someone shat in your toilet and just didn't flush it because they were
On
mad at
purpose.
you.
Yeah.
And then you just like made a whole big thing out of it and everyone was mad at that person. Yeah, that's what we're fighting over. So very old school reality TV arguing. And I
But
have a lot of
amazing.
thoughts actually and opinions on that episode. So I'm
Yeah,
excited to
like
talk.
I really did like the very first episode, but I think it's really hitting its groove now where it's
We're
a
getting to
lot
know
more
these
enjoyable.
people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like, okay, like I like these people. Like they got me in with the first episode, but I didn't understand. I didn't know the people. Like, but now I'm starting to know the people. It's making more sense. And I'm like, okay, now I'm starting to form more opinions that are, I don't know. I'm excited and I hope it's a long season, but I don't know
I
how many
know, I'm
episodes we're gonna
afraid.
get because it's only like 15 days. So anyways, anything else that I'm missing?
No, that is it. Just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Do you say on Twitter or Instagram? Did you say the same thing?
Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash
Yeah.
Rehash.
Maybe I heard you wrong. I thought you said the Instagram twice.
Well,
That's why
at
you
least
say it, because I would say it wrong every single time. And I don't know which one's which. But anyways, yes. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.